Do we know what the Secret Service knows? We don't know what anybody knows. We can only go by what... So our opinions are already manipulated by the media, you see. The media are constantly manipulating. The news broadcast is constantly manipulating you. For instance, just by how many seconds they give to one scene rather than another scene. You know? So if they're over on one side, they'll show you all the wounded Palestinians dying there. And if they're on the other side, they show you all the wounded Israelis dying there. And there's always the dead baby and the crying mother. Always. That really rips people up. That's the old guaranteed one. Always the mother with the dying baby. Which side you give the most seconds to is the way you blow up, influence the minds of the populace. The collective minds of the populace is like a musical instrument, and the media merchants know how to play it. Nothing to it. The whole populace is like playable. You can just play them this way or play them that way. Give them a few more seconds this way, and you'll see the votes go up. Give it a few more seconds this way, the votes go down. So the real maestros of the media play the public like a musical instrument. Any kind of music you want, or decide any kind of music you want. We can get any kind of music we want out of public sentiment by political manipulation. This is all unconscious. Most, you know, don't forget, most people are unconscious. Spiritually aware people start seeing through these illusions, and the brainwashing of it to believe in certain beliefs. So we can't really judge what goes on because we don't know what goes on. Who knows what goes on in the secret rooms? As I say, I've been in clubs that were so exclusive the world doesn't even know they exist. And their decisions are made just like willy-nilly that affect the lives of millions, millions. Nobody gets to vote on it. Your mortgage rate just goes up, that's all. You didn't get to vote on it. The Congress didn't get to vote on it. The President didn't get to vote on it. Nobody got to vote on it. Okay. Can a person reach the high 600s? Oh, yeah, this is a cute question. Can a person reach the level of 600 without passing through the 500s? And if so, must one then go back and backfill the 500s? That's cute. That's a really cute question. You find yourself up at 600 and say, oh man, I forgot the 500. I got to go back there and shovel some more dirt and earn my chevrons. No, the peculiar thing about it is, you see, context is so complex, it's not comprehensible. That's the wisdom of surrendering all judgmentalism to God. Because the reality is so profoundly complex, it's only when you see it you realize it's staggering. It's profoundly complex. Everything that ever existed, anywhere in existence, throughout of all of what we call time, is influencing subtly and powerfully every single decision, thought, choice. Every place you put your foot is already the result of the entire universe throughout all the time to make the decision to use that as a demonstration to this audience right at this moment. Where the thought came from is already the result of billions and trillions and multi-quadrillions of events, circumstances, influences, etc. This also, as we'll get to in the next time, goes on through a whole sequences of time and events. The beginning of the evolution of consciousness in the universe throughout all of time, then through the animal kingdom, then up through mankind, and in the dissolution of the ego. So, profoundly complex, then, one can suddenly jump from almost any level up to an extremely high state for reasons unknown. I always tell people, when you start going into bliss states, when things start to suddenly look beautiful, you're driving along and all of a sudden everything is like incredible technicolor. You say, God, everything's beautiful. Profound stillness seems to prevail over all things. And light starts to come from within yourself and you realize that's who you are. It's time to let your friends know that you're spiritually very serious. Because someday while in the middle of a bagel, you suddenly get blissed out. And they call the doctors. He had a tonic or blissed out or what? That Chidananda, you know, can be very paralyzing. I've been in it, and you cannot function. There's no desire to function. Whether the body falls over and dies, so much the better. You couldn't care less. It's not a reality. And if you still have an attachment to love, not love itself, but an attachment to love, you I consider an error to a... Well, no, I won't consider it an error. Not an error. It was the right thing to do. Decide to do it for the sake of someone else to come back in the body and resume life. No, it's not an error. But so you don't have to go back and backfill because you suddenly transcend whole... You see, you can go there from the pits of hell. In this experience here, it was at the pits of hell. It must have been lower than here. The pits of hell are down below here. I don't want to scare people and tell them what it's like there. But anyway, you can go from the pits of hell up to an extremely high state and bypass all of it. Why is that? Because the ego is not a reality. You have to undo that which doesn't exist. You just have to bypass it. You don't have to disassemble the ego because it's only illusion that keeps it in place. I don't want to ask that. You can go up hundreds and hundreds of points in an instant. And, well, it isn't just an instant, but all of a sudden the landscape changes and one's reality changes, sense of who you are changes, and one has just transcended all of it. Now, that state may not last in the beginning. Spiritual workers get discouraged because they'll go into a really great state and then disappears. Though that's the black night of the soul, and the Christian saints, a number of them have written about it, saying this person and that person. Oh, woe, lover, where have you left me in destitute and blackness and despair? Because the presence is so exquisite that should it leave, you feel a tremendous sense of loss. So in the beginning, these states may come but not stay. They may come and disappear and come and disappear. But each one sets a different level of what's possible, even though in the beginning it may not stay. This is common in Zen meditation. You can go into a state of Satori, and then it leaves you when you get up and walk around the room. In fact, in Sanskrit, classically, these various states have been well calibrated over the years in the Hindu tradition. There are states where in meditation you go into an extreme state, but then when you get up and walk around, it disappears. There's extreme states, let's say in the beginning, that only happen when your eyes are closed. Then you lose them if you open your eyes. Then as you get more advanced, the states of samadhi persist even though you open your eyes. Then as you get more advanced, the state of samadhi persists even though you get up and begin to walk around. You get up and walk around and that state continues. Then there's states beyond that, which are permanent and nothing affects it. But they're permanent, but you can't function. They're permanent, but you can't function. Then there is probably the ultimate state, in which it persists and yet you are able to function again. Nothing you do changes the inner reality. It is that which is clear and obvious beyond all time, and that which you are is very obvious and clear beyond all time. But by forcing one's attention on a detail, you can force yourself to see what is out there. Ramana Maharshi described that. And it may have been useful in refunctioning the world. He'd say that if you focus your consciousness on the outer world, you're able to function there. And then you can withdraw it, and all the energy goes back into the self. So how to balance all energy being in the self, which may be incapacitating, and all energy being in the world, is a matter of learning. So let's have the mantra to remind us the purpose for which we're here today. Because the mantra non-verbally at 740 automatically puts you there. Where the great cathedral. The exquisite beauty of the world. James 4. Then one sees the divinity of all that exists. The expression of all that exists is God manifesting Himself as that which you are in the present. Yeah.